This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, middle initial R, like Ralph, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, date of birth 2/18/1950. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit with Mr. Turner with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of left renal infarction, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. His last visit was April 25th of this year. His weight is stable. He's not had any episodes of tachycardia or atrial fib to his knowledge. And he is anticoagulated and also on Multaq for the rhythm control. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He has minimal dyspnea on exertion that is stable and none at rest. No orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He feels like he's able to empty adequately, no incontinence, and no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. In addition to Multaq and Xarelto, he does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, weight is 220 pounds, pulse 68, and blood pressure 132 over 70. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 26th of 2022. Creatinine stable at 1.3, estimated GFR 54, calcium 9.0, normal electrolytes, albumin is 4.4, hemoglobin 13.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, with stable creatinine levels and no progression of chronic kidney disease. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on antiarrhythmic and fully anticoagulated. And 4, history of left renal infarction. The patient should continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. He should follow a low-salt diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.